Chapter 4. Opposing the Sanguine Majority. World War I will be a drawn-out conflict. The scope and horror of World War I caught everyone by surprise. Everyone except Churchill. Enlightened, cosmopolitan opinion thought that a long total war was, for economic reasons, impossible. When the war came in August 1914, nearly everyone was optimistic that the war would be over quickly and cheaply. Everyone except Churchill. An account of a conversation among Churchill and other senior members of the government on the night of August 5, 1914, the day Kaiser Wilhelm refused the ultimatum to withdraw from Belgium and war was declared, reveals the naive optimism of Britain's leaders. It was a dinner meeting at the Savoy Hotel of the Other Club, which Churchill had founded with F.E. Smith, later Lord Birkenhead, a fellow MP. The conversation turned to the new war. The dinner party included David Lloyd George, then Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the Secretary of State for War, Lord Kitchener, the same commander of British forces in the Sudan, whom Churchill had criticised sharply in 1899 in the River War. Churchill and Kitchener were cordial, but there was deep enmity between them. Lloyd George, preoccupied with liberal social reforms, was gloomy about the war's implications for his domestic spending plans. But Kitchener was optimistic. "Bunch of old men and young boys, that's all the Boche have," said the general. "It'll be over in 4 months." Churchill reportedly growled, "More likely 4 years." In the first week of the war, the British sprang to arms with medieval valour. Officers